Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends, and a warm welcome and good afternoon to you all. On this video, we're going to talk about WTF is going on with Drew McIntyre at the moment.
An interesting booking note from a recent AEW title match.
And we got some spoilers here, so be warned. Tony Khan has added authority figures to Ring of Honor.
Oh, I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the After News.
Drew McIntyre. Do you want to know the latest on him?
Yeah, what's he up to?
He's now a naturalized US citizen.
And God bless United States.
That's what he's been up to since kind of going on his hiatus from WWE television post-WrestleMania. According to PW Insider Mike Johnson, yeah, he's completed the process of becoming a naturalized American citizen, which means he hasn't been busy on screen, but he's been busy off screen.
Does this mean he can play for the US soccer team?
Yeah, he'd probably be better than half of them, to be fair. But yeah, that's a thing that's happened. This is since taking time away after WrestleMania 39, where he was involved in the wonderful triple threat with Gunther and Sheamus. Now, Johnson notes that there are currently no changes in McIntyre's situation with WWE. The two parties have not agreed an extension as of yet. It is noted that McIntyre was seen flying out of the New York area last week. However, whether or not that was for talks, contract stuff with WWE, is not known. Nobody knows at the moment. Now, of course, it's believed that his contract expires in early 2024. It's possible that because he's currently injured and has been injured as well just before Mania 2, WWE could add time onto that. So if McIntyre is to end up outside the company, it's going to be a while.
Yes.
It's going to take some time.
Stop sending me messages asking Twitter questions to ask Andy about him showing up at All In, basically.
Yeah, it's not happening, baby.
It was cool to see signs of that during the FA Cup final over the weekend, though.
Yeah, it's always nice. Yeah. It's always nice when it crosses over. But yeah, there you go. Fightful had reported a few weeks ago, of course, that Drew is open to exploring other options if him and WWE don't come to an agreement. I mean, of course he is. He's killed it on the indies before, and I'm sure he is not intimidated whatsoever by the prospect of going out and trying to find a new job, because who wouldn't want to sign him?
Probably come back to WCPW, if anything.
Yeah.
But I suspect.
There you go. And I'd imagine that being a naturalized American citizen, this probably makes it easier for visas and stuff.
I was just about to say this. Whenever I hear this story, you know, I'm like, But then I also, I remember hearing John Oliver, for example, about the hoops that he had to jump through just as a TV presenter, let alone being a wrestler with all the faffing around and insurance and stuff like that. It must just be a real relief for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, fair play to him if he completed the challenges that, you know, you had to do to become a US citizen. I think you have to eat like 30 hamburgers and
you have to own an eagle.
Yeah.
Like,
sing the intro themed Cheers.
Yeah. If you're from Florida, you've got to tame 5 alligators.
Yeah, and it's very wild. It's like they have to be all wrestled down, don't they?
Yeah, man. You got to like charm them and stuff.
Oh, and they got our US viewers. No, we love the stuff. This.
I love America. I love visiting America.
Absolutely. My parents were up for the weekend, and I genuinely got angry at them because they said, you know, they've travelled a lot because spending all my bloody inheritance probably. And I said, why have you never been to the States? Because it's the best.
It's the greatest.
Oh, God, take me back.
But the corn syrup will turn your stomach into a washing machine for a week.
Yeah, very much small doses for me in the States. Otherwise, it would engulf me. And you'd never see me again.
You would turn into a pasta.
I'm surprised the lads made it back after a week in Las Vegas. I know Americans, you go, ooh.
You didn't even go to a buffet, man. Losers.
Lazy bastards.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, let's talk a little bit about AEW Double or Nothing and that Blackjack Battle Royal that went down, because a nice report's come out from Fightful Select saying one Tony Khan had a huge hand in laying out that match. Of course, the match that saw Orange Cassidy retain his international title. Really enjoyable. Big Bill just dominating and pissing everyone off in the best possible way, sort of channeling his late era WWE. I don't give a f what you think, style. And of course, the closing sequence with Swerve Strickland, which was awesome. If you haven't watched it, go back and check that out, because it's going to inform, probably, the match that happens this week on Dynamite, where Swerve Strickland quite possibly could be the one to dethrone Orange Cassidy after 21, 22 title defences, I believe, now.
A bloody lot.
Yeah, Swerve was involved in that match with Trent and Big Beal on last week's show sort of set this all up. But yeah, Fightful stated that Khan played, quote, an integral role in laying the Battle Royal out. And he's had a hand in every Battle Royal they've done. He's got a bit of a knack for how these contests work. I'd always be so sucky at this, because I'd go like, right, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then you win, and then that's that. And someone would go, excuse me, you didn't eliminate the third and the fourth entrant. I'd be like, God damn it!
Yeah, no, not an easy task, no. I'm sure. Battle Royals are tricky because there's so many people in the ring at once. They're always kind of messy, mm-hmm. but like as long as you can hit the points, like further as many stories as possible. And they did that not just with Swerve and Orange Cassidy, but they did like stuff with Ricky and Jay White and Juice Robinson. And there was a bunch of others as well. So yeah, as long as you're hitting some, like as long as most of the people who are in it come away with some development, I think you've done a good job. And the closing stuff with Swerve and Orange was really cool.
Yeah.
The singles match is going to be awesome. Tony did a good job. It was a fun match.
I think with every Battle Royal, you kind of want to advance a few storylines, have a few big spots that people will remember, and then have a closing sequence that, lives long in the memory. And I think they executed that. Look, every Battle Royal is going to have to be a bit contrived. Like you say, you can't just have everyone hitting their big move at the same time when there's fucking 20 of them or whatever in the middle of the ring. They all have to do that bit where someone's like, oh, bloody hell, I'm hurt in the corner. And the guy's like, well, you know what's going to be best to eliminate you from the Battle Royal? Slightly kneeling my knee on top of you.
There you go.
Is what it is, but yeah, really good stuff, and fair play to Tony, because like it, I know it's his promotion, but it takes a lot of confidence to be like, don't worry, lots of professional wrestlers that I've got either working in this match. The report also states that there was involvement from the wrestlers as well, of course, but yeah, all the backstage personnel that they've got in AEW, you wouldn't be blamed for just going, you figure it out or whatever, just make sure Orange Cassidy wins. But if he's got a knack for it, hey, fair play.
Yeah, he might as well. And he stays busy with everything he does creatively, and that will continue in Ring of Honor. Transition.
What?
Bit of a spoiler here. If you don't want to know what happened on the Ring of Honor television tape, because we've kind of given it away already, you might want to just breeze through this segment. But hey, that's cool. There's some authority figures in Ring of Honor now. This is after yesterday's tapings at Universal Studios in Orlando. They are Stokely Hathaway and Jerry Lynn.
Love it.
They're going for a face, Jerry Lynn, and a heel, Stokely Hathaway. They were introduced by Tony Khan during the tapings as the board of directors of Ring of Honor. So for the first time ever, a Tony Khan umbrella of promotions has a proper couple of authority figures, because while he is acknowledged as the matchmaker on AEW television and the president and the owner, it's not like he's coming out every week and doing GM stuff. Like, there's not a WWE style or whatever GM running around all show, all of that stuff, or even like a Postman Pierce type guy. They just use his name. They use Tony's name when they need to.
Jack Tunney-esque.
Yeah, he comes on and he does his big announcements and all of that stuff.
Has he got on this week?
It's quite restrained. Ah, I mean, he's slacking if he doesn't.
Jeez.
He's slacking if he doesn't. But yeah, that's going to be a thing. Stokely, according to Fightful Select, had been pushing to do something new, mm-hmm. like a new role, which is fair. They note as well that the recent Firm deletion match, if it wasn't clear, was done to get rid of the Firm. So the Firm is no longer a thing. You might see certain people... And this is just me editorialising. I guess you might see certain affiliations continue.
Yeah, Big Bill, Lee Moriarty still doing stuff together.
They're still palling around, but the Firm is done. Formally. So there you go. I think Stokely in particular will do a magnificent job in this role. I'm not an authority figures guy.
No.
But look, if you're going to do them, you might as well do them on, what, your fourth brand?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. And I was going to say, yeah... The phrase authority figure, I think, sends a shiver down many a wrestling fan's spine because of how overdone that cliche's been over the last few decades. So whilst I will caveat it with that, so I'm not a complete, oh, this is great because it's not WWE doing it thing, but people I will say, if you're going to pick two people to do it, I don't think you can go much better than Stokely Hathaway and the lead singer from Nickelback. So you know, I think... That always makes me chuckle. I've got to give a shout out to the Motor City Machine Guns who did that.
Yeah. Big Bad Chad would be the heel, however. I mean, the crimes that man has committed against human taste and decency over the years. Not shoot crimes, but, you know, music crimes. Chad's got to go. Chad Kroger's got to go.
He's got
to go. We need to do away with him. Not hurt him, but just get rid of him. Move him out of the public eye. What are we doing?
Do you know what I like more? I'm more of a Hardy guy, to be honest. I mean, that's not Hardy, is it? Truck, yeah, we listen to a lot of truck-based stuff.
I woke up in a flipping truck.
Yeah, that's the Hardy we like. Jets. I can't remember who does Truck, yeah, but it's...
Tim McGraw?
That's it.
Truck, yeah?
Little bit of brown, let me hear what I'm talking about, let me hear say Truck, yeah. But yeah, what I was saying, Jerry Lynn and Stokely are going to do a great job.
Tim McGraw.
Right, there you go. That was all we have after the news.
I don't know any of that guy's other songs. I just know
Trump. No.
So that's all I know about this man.
It's a daily thing now. We were talking about Carly Rae Jepsen. No, we weren't talking about Carly Rae Jepsen. Who were we talking about? Rebecca Black. That's who we were talking about. Apparently he's touring.
Oh!
So we'll have to go and see if we can catch some of that.
She's exclusively playing Friday.
She's playing more songs from the car than the Arctic Monkeys, apparently. That's what I've heard.
I love that.
Right, let us know your thoughts on everything.
That's good. Like, I know like that Arctic Monkeys album was really acclaimed, but like, if I go to a show and it's like a legacy band,
yeah,
and they got a new album out, I don't want to hear 10 songs from the new album. I want to hear the hits with some of the new album.
Oh.
Everyone could learn a lesson from the Arctic Monkeys.
Josh Brown of the What Culture Gaming Parish's head's just exploded.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch him, check out What Culture
Gaming
on YouTube.
Also, I've heard that album. It's crap. So what's the big deal?
Oh, and he's coming down to fight you now.
Hot Ticks! It's got, like, melodies on it. Come on.
Who do you think they are? The Beatles?
Yeah, catchy stuff. Ugh, not a riff to be found.
If you're wondering where the Twitter questions in the And Finally are, they were front in the morning, you silly. Go and check that out right now.
Alex Turner doesn't even know what Breakdown is.
That rock and roll, eh? But if you want to send us more Twitter questions for tomorrow, at WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. Watch there. Follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for...
Oh, is it like a double one? The hum and then the... you can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Like, share, subscribe. You know what you're doing. But for now, this has been the After News. My thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
The car.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.